The number of homicides in Charlotte this year now stands at 67. That's the total number of homicides the city had in 2016. The latest victim has been identified as 31-year-old Jonathan Dominique Cawthon. He was shot and killed at a residence off Beatty's Ford Road in West Charlotte early this morning. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has been tracking Charlotte's homicides throughout the year through an interactive timeline on our website, WFAE.org. She joins us now to discuss the rise in violence the city is experiencing. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Mark.
We are again discussing the increased rate of homicides in Charlotte. We're getting closer to the end of the year. Sarah, what trends have you noticed?
The biggest trends we've been able to notice when it comes down to race and gender. 8 of the victims were white, 7 were Hispanic, 52 of the victims were black, and 56 of the victims were male. So overwhelmingly, this increased violence is affecting the African American community. And that is very similar to the breakdown we see in last year's victims.
Does CMPD have any theories as to why that is?
And this week I spoke with Captain Chris Dozier, who supervises the homicide division, and he says that CMPD acknowledges that historically African-American males are the largest group of victims when it comes to homicide. As to why that is, CMPD isn't quite sure, but he did say that police are trying to address the issue by being more present in different neighborhoods around the city.
We've increased patrols, had officers working overtime. We've also been working with the community, trying to get community leaders involved, church groups, schools.
They did increase patrols earlier this summer and will continue to have beat cops get out of their cars and walk their beats, which was an initiative started this summer.
Are there areas in the city that are experiencing more homicides than others?
Well, if you look at the map, a majority have occurred northeast and northwest of uptown and a handful in South Charlotte.
Sarah, how many of these homicide cases are still open?
When I spoke to Captain Dozier earlier this week, he said about 61% are cleared, leaving 39% open. And although some of these homicides that occurred this year occurred where the victim did not know the perpetrator, Dozier says for the most part, victims and the suspects had some kind of relationship and did know each other. And we should note that Dozier said the total clearance rate for homicides last year was about 67%.
Many listeners may be wondering why Charlotte is seeing an increase in its homicide rate. Does CMPD have thoughts about that?
Well, CMPD is sticking to similar language from earlier this year that social media is creating hostile communication between people. Here's Captain Dozier again.
I do think it makes it worse. I think it brings things to a whole other level of anger and frustration that by the time, you know, it comes to a head that violence seems to be the only answer to them, and that's how they deal with it.
Now, this increase can't be solely blamed on social media, but what he's saying here is that people's emotions are already high from social media interactions. So when they actually meet in person, a rational conversation can be tough. Social media interactions are for sure another thing to note when looking at this new generation and how they communicate and how that affects homicides. And this isn't to disregard our current homicide count, but to give you some perspective, the number of homicides in Charlotte did spike in 1993 with over 120 murders, likely linked to the crack epidemic. Although our current homicide count isn't that high, it's understandable that people are starting to get nervous as the rate increases.
The majority of this year's homicide victims are male, but when you look at the female victims on the timeline, are there any trends that you see?
There are 10 women on the timeline and one transgender woman. Several of them are victims of domestic violence. Two that come to mind are Heidi Mae Morton. She was a stay-at-home mom, and her accused killer is her husband. More recently, UNC Charlotte assistant professor Janine Skinner was murdered, and her accused killer was a man that she was believed to be in a relationship with.
And finally, Sarah, you've been keeping track of these homicide victims for some time now. What do you see as the significance of reaching 67 homicides at this point in the year?
I think it's significant that we've had 67 homicides this year because it's only September, and 67 was the total number that we had in all at the end of last year, and that last murder occurred in December. Anytime someone dies from violence, it's, of course, a tragedy. And what we've tried to set up with this homicide timeline on our website is to put a name with a face and to make sure that these people aren't just a number. Here's what Captain Dozier said when reflecting on the increased rate.
It's very important to us to make a difference, to bring this rate down. You know, where we are this year, we can't change that, but we can certainly make it better. But it's just all about understanding exactly what's going on, what's different from this time last year, and then making those changes to address those problems and issues that we find.
So we'll keep tracking these victims, and we'll be following up with CMPD to see what changes they make.
WFAE's Sarah D'Elia, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.